Hello and welcome. We are glad that you are here with us. You are about to participate in More or Less, an audio walk by Sue Zeringer. My name is Dorothea Zeringer.
And I am Tina Sert.
We have been working as a duo since 2012. Normally people come to the theater to watch us, but this time we decided to come closer to you and take you for a walk in your own neighborhood. We will be with you throughout the entire walk.
Are you ready to start the walk?
We are ready when you are.
Now start walking.
You can walk freely to the direction you want and in the speed you prefer.
You are walking. You pass houses, buildings, trees, maybe streetlights, bushes, cars.
Are you walking fast or slow?
It doesn't matter. Just keep walking.
You are moving. You are moving through the neighborhood.
You pass concrete, garbage bins, buildings, maybe people, walls and bikes. Things surround you.
You notice some of them, others not. Time passes. Things stay. You pass.
While you continue walking, I want to tell you how Dorothea and I, Tina, began working on More or Less. A bit more than a year ago, our journey started from the idea that we, and people in general, do too much. That we are constantly expected to grow and be productive. We were tired of trying to make the best performance possible.
Tired of getting better at networking.
Tired of getting more organized in project management.
We were tired of getting more effective in making budgets.
Tired of advancing in our career.
We were simply tired of growing. So we decided to go to the complete opposite direction and start our research from the term degrowth.
Now prepare to take a deep breath. Inhale as much fresh air as possible. Take a bit more. A bit more, a bit more, even a bit more. I'm just joking. You probably already had to breathe out by now. Your body stops taking in air before the lungs explode. This is what degrowth means.
Degrowth is the opposite of hoarding. Let's continue walking together. Our voices are here with you. Imagine our bodies would also be here, walking right next to you. I, Dorothea, am here to your right.
And I, Tina, walk to your left.
We are taking small steps. Try to slow down.
When you imagine us walking next to you, did you notice that we are shorter than you are? Or are you also a small person?
Tina is 1 meter and 57 centimeters, which is considered a small person.
When Dorothea is standing next to me, she is 3 centimeters shorter. I sometimes wonder if we started working together because we share the quality of being small. When Dorothea sits on my shoulders, we measure 2 meters, 35 centimeters together.
If Tina sits on my shoulders, we can still walk through under a doorway without bumping her head.
If Dorothea takes 10 steps, she is still not very far from me. Now you take 10 steps and see how far away you are from us.
One, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Continue walking. We will catch up with you soon.
We are back here with you. You are walking and listening to our recorded voices. It is very likely that someone somewhere else is having a better time than you are right now. It is very likely that this, what you're doing right now, is not the absolute best way to spend this moment. You could be somewhere else, doing something else. What are the things you are missing out on right now?
Quite in the beginning of our process, we realized that we were very familiar with a fear of missing out. But we were not very good at JOMO, the joy of missing out. So we decided it was time to learn more about JOMO,
the joy of missing out.
And we came up with an exercise. Once a week, we called an artist friend to ask what they were happy to miss out on. Here's the list of the things our friends enjoy missing out on.
Attending weddings.
Socializing at parties.
Owning a pet.
Having an Instagram account.
Studying law.
Sharing personal moments on Facebook.
Looking in the mirror.
Taking lots of drugs.
Traveling to present a performance.
Class reunions.
Having children.
Hitchhiking through Europe.
Getting a tattoo.
Yoga classes.
Driving a car.
Bodybuilding.
Climbing Mount Everest.
Traveling around the world.
Becoming a millionaire.
Skydiving.
Getting married.
Getting divorced.
Being famous.
You are still walking. Soon, we would like you to stop walking for a moment.
We will count down from 10 to 0. Use this countdown to lower down your speed until you arrive at stillness.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stand still. Close your eyes. Do nothing. Do nothing for 30 seconds. Imagine you stand still like a tree. How long would it take you until you start feeling guilty about doing nothing? Now you can open your eyes again. You are still here. You are not somewhere else. Start walking.
At my home, when I look outside my bedroom window, I can see a big tree with its small leaves on its branches. Last autumn, as part of our working process, I was observing how the tree was letting go of its leaves. Right after waking up, I stayed in bed and looked at this tree and its leaves that slowly disappeared day after day. That was all I did. Sometimes I could see a leaf falling off a tree. Sometimes nothing happened. Usually after a short time, I started feeling bad about not doing something more productive. Then it was time to demotivate myself. I got up from the bed, walked in front of a bathroom mirror, and read out loud this demotivational mantra. Always put off till tomorrow what you can do today. If life gives you lemons, it will be sour. What doesn't kill you makes you tired. If at first you don't succeed, give up. Life is too short to be happy all the time. Party like there is tomorrow. Be the average version of yourself. Make the least out of everything. You only live once, but it lasts for a while. Just don't do it. Work less, not harder. Life begins at your comfort zone.
Ah, stop! Stop for a second. Do you see that tree over there? Yes, this one. Well, if you can't see it, there might be some buildings in front of it. Then just go and find the tree. Pause the recording and resume once you have arrived next to the tree.
You are now facing the tree. You are free to observe it. You are free to touch its bark. Meanwhile, Dorothea has some questions to ask this tree.
Hello. Thank you for being here. I would like to start with a personal question. You, tree, have been standing here for many years. Every day you observe people passing by. They are walking, running, rushing. At the same time, you stand still. Are there moments where you want to run away too? You say you enjoy stillness. So are you then not annoyed by the constant rush around you? Do you mean humans are hectic because they are here for such a short time? Are there some people that stop, pause, and look at you? I would like to hear more about these encounters. Can you describe specific, maybe even touching moments? What do you mean by sometimes they touch me and sometimes I touch them? Thank you for taking your time. It was a pleasure meeting you, tree.
We are now leaving the tree and coming back to you. But before we go, take a leaf with you. And if there are no leaves, then maybe you can take a little stick or another part of a tree that you can put in your pocket. When you are ready, start walking. A part of a tree now walks with you.
You are moving. Things surround you. You pass trees, streetlights, electricity cables. Things stay, you pass. While you are walking, look at all the electricity cables that are arranged above you. Follow one cable as if it was your route that guides you without knowing the destination.
Our process was quite similar to a spiderweb of cables in a city. We started from where we were and followed the information without knowing where we would arrive. We are wondering where your spiderweb will lead you to.
During this process, Tina and I were discussing waiting. And based on that discussion, we created a score for a performance in public space. As a location, we chose a post office, an ideal place to research waiting. Our performance took place between the opening hours and lasted for 10 hours in total. Tina and I took shifts. I arrived at the post office at 8 a.m. and started waiting in the queue that was already there. When I had almost reached the counter, I left the queue and went back to the end of the line. I then continued this task round after round. At 10 a.m., Tina entered the post office, took over my spot, and followed the same score of waiting in the line. We kept switching throughout the day. Tina ended the performance at 6 p.m. by leaving the post office. That day, each of us waited in the queue for 5 hours.
Many people didn't seem to recognize our performance, or at least they didn't care. Many people did notice, and some of them seemed irritated. Some people approached us and offered to let us in front of them. Some people were shaking their heads. Few people asked why we would never want to reach the counter. Whenever people approached us, we told them.
Sometimes it's about the journey, not the destination.
Continue walking. When we were discussing waiting in our working process, I started to wonder, who invented the telephone hold music?
You know, the music they play on the phone while you are waiting to get through the line.
I found out that the whole idea of hold music was actually an accident. Hold music was not invented, but rather discovered in 1962. There was a specific electrical wire in a specific factory building. This wire came loose and caused an electrical malfunction. As a result, the whole factory building became a huge receiver of radio signals, and it started picking up the broadcast from a nearby radio station. People who worked at the factory noticed this. They suddenly started hearing music on the phone while being put on hold. It must have been really strange, but instead of fixing the wire, the factory owner thought that this hold music was really useful. 4 years later, he patented the telephone hold program system. Today, the world's largest on-hold messaging company has built their marketing strategy around the idea of silence. On their homepage, you can find their slogan.
Silence is the sound of a missed opportunity.
Silence is the sound of a missed opportunity.
While you continue walking, we will put you on hold. be informed that the average waiting time most people are willing to stay on hold is 90 seconds. After 90 seconds, most people hang up.
Please don't hang up on us. We will get back to you in less than 90 seconds.
While you are on hold, we will play some hold music. If you like, you can walk in the rhythm of the hold music.
Hold, 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 hold.
Hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold on
hold.
Hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold on
hold. Hold dear.
Hold together.
Hold on
hold.
Hold dear.
Hold your breath.
Hold on
hold. Hold hand.
Hold up head.
Hold
on hold.
Hold tight.
Hold my hand.
Hold
on hold.
Hold, hold, hold. Hold.
Hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold on
hold.
Hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold on
hold. Hold dear.
Hold together.
Hold
on hold.
Hold dear.
Hold your breath.
Hold
on hold. Hold hand.
Hold up head.
Hold
on hold.
Hold tight.
Hold my hand.
Hold
on hold.
Hold, hold. Hold, hold,
hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold
on hold.
Hold on.
Hold the line.
Hold
on hold. Hold dear.
Hold together.
Hold
on hold.
Hold dear.
Hold your breath.
Hold
on hold. Hold hand.
Hold up head.
Hold. Thank you for waiting. We are back.
At this point, we are about halfway through this walk. It's a good time to take a pause from walking. And during this pause, we would like you to be comfortable. Please walk until you find a bench where it's cozy to sit. If you don't find a bench fast enough, give up and sit somewhere else.
For example, on a windowsill or a rock.
Pause the recording until you have found your place.
Are you now sitting comfortably or uncomfortably? It doesn't matter. You are now taking a break from walking. You are sitting and enjoying the view, or not enjoying the view. It doesn't matter. In any case, there is a view in front of you. For the next scene, this is the stage set. We will not say anything for 4 minutes and 33 seconds. It is the same duration as John Cage's famous composition, 4 minutes and 33 seconds, but due to copyright reasons, we would like to point out that this is merely a coincidence. Look at all the objects. They are all part of the scenery. Soon, a short performance will start on this stage. The title of the performance is Silence is the Sound of Opportunity. The performance has now ended. It is time to move on. Get up and continue walking.
You are moving. You are moving through the neighborhood. You pass all sorts of gray, light gray, dark gray, pigeon gray, concrete gray, dust gray, fog gray, street gray, metal gray, sky gray, the gray of dirty bus windows, the gray of traffic fumes, the gray of cigarette smoke. You are walking. Things surround you.
Now we ask you to look up. You should see the sky. If you are under a bridge or a passageway, continue walking until you see the sky.
Keep looking at the sky while listening to us.
In the middle of our working process, Dorothea and I were living in different countries.
During that time, it was hardly possible to travel, so we had no other option but to work remotely.
We were looking for a way to have a physical connection while being far apart.
So we agreed to look at the moon every evening at the same time for 5 minutes. Tina in Bucharest and I, Dorothea, in Vienna.
At first, I was very dedicated. I thought, what is 5 minutes? It will be nice to silently meet for 5 minutes every day.
In reality, it was much harder.
The first evening, I was looking at the moon for the whole 5 minutes. The next few evenings, I quickly looked up at the moon and moved on after less than a minute. Only a few days later, when my moon watching alarm rang, I just thought, not today, and dismissed it. Next, I also turned off the alarm and just felt guilty.
You have been observing the sky for a while now. You might see the moon or not. It doesn't matter.
We would really like to see what you see right now. Therefore, we ask you for a small favor. Please take a simple photo of what you see when you look up in the sky. Thank you for taking the photo. Please share it with us after this walk.
Other people taking this walk today are looking at the same sky. People that already took this walk were looking at the same sky. People that will take this walk will be looking at the same sky.
You, us, and the other participants are all having the same view.
Did you feel connected? You are walking. Imagine that you increase your speed after every 10 steps. Eventually, you would have to stop walking and start running. Next, you could only go faster if you found a bicycle. Next, you would need a car, then a train, a plane, and finally a rocket engine. By that time, you would already be far away. You would not be here with us. You would not see walls, shops, cars, garbage bags, dogs, and birds. You would miss what surrounds you now.
Do you see a grey wall near you? If you don't find a grey wall, choose a section of a grey pavement that you are walking on and use it as your grey wall. When you are ready, stand facing the grey wall and watch it as if it was sunset.
Sunsets are interesting because of the changing colors of the sky. The wall in front of you also has a color. It's gray. It's actually many different grays. And if you would give it enough time, you would see the color changing in the daylight. And if you would even give it more time, you would see the color changing as the paint ages.
Sunsets are interesting for other reasons too. They give you a reason to go outside. They bring you to the present moment. And they remind you that nothing stays forever. If you want, the grey wall can have the same qualities. If you want, the grey wall can be boring.
Boredom is the sound of opportunity.
Boredom is the sound of opportunity. We now have to interrupt and ask you to continue walking. You can come back another time to enjoy the view of this wall. But now, move in the direction you want, in the speed you prefer. A while before we started working on More or Less, I was at a party where I didn't know anyone at all. I wanted to just be there. I wanted to relax and not think about work. Not think about art and just have nice conversations. But whenever I met a new person, the conversation started with a question.
So, what do you do for a living?
When you say you are an artist, it could mean anything, so you have to explain further. Or could you imagine me just saying, sorry, my working hours ended at 6.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. So I ended up presenting my portfolio at 1 in the morning, when I actually didn't want to think about work. After a while at this party, I decided to hide my profession. And I was kind of surprised that I even had a personality outside of my work. Do you know what I mean? It was a totally new idea for me that we don't become something through work, but we already simply exist. I really enjoyed just existing as a human being. I could just be there.
We are happy that you exist here with us.
Continue walking until you find a place to stop and look down the street. Visualize a big crowd of people. The people are chanting and holding protest posters with writings on them. You see them marching down the street. You hear the sounds getting stronger. An imaginary art strike is happening right now. Now the demonstration is in front of you. You can read the slogans on the signs.
I will not work for free. I will not work when sick. I will not feel guilty when I like what I do and earn money.
Someone is waving a flag with a writing.
No more working while being on the toilet.
In the distance, you see a sign that is especially big.
I will not reschedule my doctor's appointment to take part in a work meeting.
And right next to it,
I will not pick up a phone call at 9 p.m. on a Sunday evening.
You look over the massive crowd and read more slogans.
I will not answer emails where I'm called complicated for asking for a contract. I will not apologize for resting on the weekend. I will not work more and take care less.
The crowd is chanting.
I will do nothing. You will do nothing. We will do nothing. We will do nothing. We will do nothing.
Slowly, the crowd of protesters passes and starts moving further away from you. The voices of the people get more and more quiet until you hear the last few chants.
We will do nothing. We will do nothing.
When the last sounds have disappeared, when it's silent again, you return to your walk.
You pass grey walls, graffiti, nothing, something, something small, a sunset, silence.
Slow down a bit, a little bit more, a bit more. How slow are you now? Is your speed 50% or less of what you had before? That's more than enough.
In any situation that is not about survival, I would say 50 to 60% of your best is more than enough.
40% is often enough.
25% is sometimes enough.
10% is still enough.
1% is enough.
Just being is enough. Giving 100% is meant for situations where it's about literal survival.
For example, when you run out of a collapsing house, when you fight a bear that chases you, or when you have to safely land a burning plane. The body gives 100% to get you out of immediate danger. Have you ever experienced a situation like that? Tina and I were trying to give 100% because we were afraid the audience wouldn't like our show.
We tried to give 100% because a scene was not finished a few days before the premiere.
We tried to give 100% in order to receive a residency.
We tried to give 100% so we wouldn't have to cancel a meeting in a busy week.
We tried to give 100% so we could perform while being sick. Even though we have never experienced a life or death situation, we are familiar with trying to give 100%. Naturally, it can take a long time to regain the energy after such events.
Continue walking at whatever speed you prefer. Look ahead of you. From the things that you see, choose one location or a landmark that is quite far away. Something like a building, a tower, or a sunset. This is your destination. When you are done deciding, when you have chosen your landmark, keep your eyes on the target and keep walking towards this location. Stop. You didn't arrive 100% to your destination, but you did arrive somewhere. There you are. Continue your walk from there.
In the last month, I have been walking around my neighborhood almost every day, like you are right now. Before that, I used to walk to get from A to B. I walked because I needed to reach a goal, but now I just walk. I pass the same houses and cross the same streets. It has become like a boring but necessary routine, like brushing my teeth. It doesn't bring me joy or pleasure, but it is something most of us do to feel okay.
Does this sound familiar to you?
As you are now walking down the street, look at all the buildings that you pass. At a point, choose one specific house. It can be ugly, beautiful, strange or boring. You might want to live in it or not at all. It doesn't matter. When you have selected your building, stop in front of it. You should now have a good view on the house. Can you choose a specific window? It can be high up or low down. Look at the window. Observe it for a while. You might want to live in it or not at all. Imagine yourself behind this window, looking out on the street.
Then, taking this knowledge with you, continue your walk. You are moving. You are moving through the neighborhood. You pass trees, a post office, electricity cables, silence, a stage, a wall, a window.
Things surround you. You notice some of them, others not. Time passes. Things stay, you pass. Are you walking fast or slow? It doesn't matter. Just keep walking.
We are almost at the end of this walk. At this point, we're going to say goodbye.
We are happy that you spent this time with us.
We are happy that you were not somewhere else.
Please, don't forget to send us the photo that you took of the sky.
The leaf or the little stick from the tree stays with you. We will now count down from 10. At 0, you can take the last step of this walk or continue walking if you'd like. But we are going to leave you in
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.